So we speak about the aid of Kiddush HaChodesh, needs to be a kosher aid. It can't be somebody who's pasul aidus. We do make exception perhaps for a kari based on a pasul, but typically it needs to be an aid who is acceptable elsewhere as well. Now what about an aid who is noigeya be'edus? He has personal interest in pushing through the Kiddush HaChodesh. Says in Chas Chinuch and Mitzvah Dalet, it would appear from the Gemara that he is pasul aidus. Give me an example of an aid for Kiddush HaChodesh who has personal interest. Says Ibn Chas Chinuch, I'll tell you. For instance, we have an Eved. An Eved Ivri, not an Eved Kanani. Eved Ivri was Jewish, was kosher leidus. He was hired Aleph Nisan. Right? He was meant to work for 6 years. 6 years are up. Now, question is today Rosh Chodesh? In which case, he's free to go. 6 years are up. Or is Rosh Chodesh only tomorrow? In which case, he still has to work an extra day. Shows up to Bezdin, none other than this Eved, who comes to testify, well, I saw the moon. Today is Rosh Chodesh. Let me free, let me go. He's Negev Eidus. He has personal interest here. And therefore, says Mechas Chinuch, just like, typically we don't accept Eidus offered by a person who has interest, was Negev Eidus, in this case as well. We ignore his Eidus, we can't accept it. Perhaps he's being motivated. He has an agenda. He wants to go home a day earlier. And therefore, he says, we can't be Mekabel Eidus. Incidentally, in the share today, we had a Shaila. One of the participants asked a Shaila. The Gemara speaks about the fact that we need to have a character testimony here, right? A character witness to vouch for this fellow's integrity, right? We're not going to accept Eidus from anybody. We're afraid of the Kutim. So we need an aid to come verify, to come vouch for this person's ne'emanus. What about a question like this? Suppose we have Reuven and Shimon, who are coming to be made on Eidus HaChodesh. Now, nobody knows who Shimon is, except for Reuven. And he'll get up and say, I vouch for Shimon's honesty. I know him personally. Right? I'm going to be the character witness for Shimon. Can he do that? He has personal interest here. He's trying to promote the Kiddush HaChodesh today, together with Shimon. Here Shimon is stuck without any references. He's going to be Shimon reference. So perhaps it's okay. Perhaps it's not. Why not? It's like the Minchas Chinuch's case of Negev Be'edus. In fact, it's worse here because Reuven is really accomplishing the whole Eidus here. If not for him, nothing happens. He's taking more than his share of this testimony. It's almost like three quarters is happening through Reuven. Because first he's vouching for Shimon, he's getting him up, he's asserting Shimon. And once he gets him up, then he establishes Shimon as an aide. Right? Now they can both be made on the Chodesh. So he sort of did most of the deal here. It's not a 50-50 aides. Where elsewhere speaks about a similar case where most of the aides is being said by one and a meet by the other. It doesn't work. So perhaps in this case, you can accept this testimony. Either you want to vouch for him or you want to testify. You can't do both together. You're taking up too much of the deal. That's one side. The other side is no. There are two separate things happening. There's a question regarding Shimon's character. Comes Reuven, he says, you know, I know. Shimon is an honest fellow. That's number one. Once he establishes Shimon's reputation, here comes stage two. Let's discuss Kiddush HaChodesh. Totally unrelated. So perhaps we don't connect the two things. We deal with each thing separately, and this could work as well. One more thing, a beautiful thing in the name of Chassam Sofer. So they had trouble from these by Susim, who were messing up the calendar. Right, the story of this fellow who was hired and exposed the whole hoax. Right? He says, look, this is what I saw, and you know, it was so dramatic, and if you don't believe me, here's the money. Kasha is, what is that ad ne'amonis? Showing the money brings out the point. Maybe the whole thing's a hoax, maybe even the money. Why is that ad to ne'amonis? Said the Chassam Sofer like this, beautiful. He said, perhaps what happened was that this fellow already told him, I saw the new moon. And they started going on and elaborating, and right? It's a halacha. Once an aid offers testimony, you can't retract. Kivan shehigid, shuv einei chayzer magid. So once he said he saw the new moon, goodbye. You can't retract. You can't cancel what you said. It takes effect. It's accepted. It's finished. That was his point. If you don't trust me, well, it's too late. You've already told us you saw the new moon. You can't retract. Can't take back your testimony. Take a look at what I have here. Remember, it's Shabbos, right? There's a story happened on Shabbos. Look what I have in my satchel. 200 tzuos. If you don't want to believe that this whole thing was a setup, and you're accepting the first statement that I said as fact, I'm a challah Shabbos. I'm carrying money through the street on Shabbos. You can't trust the Mechal on Shabbos. He's Pasul Eidus. So there's nothing to believe. Right? So he was making his point. He says, look, if you want to ignore what I'm saying now because I already gave testimony, I'm Mechal on Shabbos. You can't trust me. He said, just trust me all the way. This whole thing's a hoax. And actually, I was Mechal on Shabbos to help out Klal Yisrael. Apparently, that's allowed. To ensure the proper establishment of the Chadashim, Yom Tovim. Right, there's a heter for that. We learned the other day. You could be Mechal Shabbos to establish the Yom Tovim and Me'adim properly. And this was part of the system. Unfortunately, he had to do this. He had to take this drastic step to expose the hoax, which was being set up by Susim. And therefore he says, look, I'm on your side. Believe me. And indeed, they accepted it as fact. And they instituted a new system where they were only Mekabel from people that they knew.